You went out on a first date.
Everything went well. We had a little kiss. It was great.
And you're still waiting for the second.
Why is he not texting?
Marco and Krista.
Come on, just text. Text. Come on. We had a good time. You know you want to text me.
It's second date update.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. So, you know, a lot of people go out on a date. They think everything is fine. Yeah. They were up to their P's and Q's. But for whatever reason, the person they went out with doesn't call them back. It happens quite frequently.
It happens. It's the saddest thing. No one likes to be rejected. And you're like, what's up with that?
Yeah. Especially the silent rejection when you don't know what's going on.
Oh, gosh.
And that's exactly what's happening with Glenn this morning. Good morning, Glenn.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Hi, Glenn.
We're good. Thanks, first of all, for being on Second Date Update here. Tell us a little bit about your date. You went out with a girl named Kathy, right?
That's correct. We went out to a local bar and got a couple drinks, played some pool. I thought we were having a good time hanging out. No, didn't seem to have any problems. Then when I tried to get back to her later this week, she just completely ghosted me.
Ooh, the old,
no contact, no nothing.
Yeah, the old ghost. Yeah, well, it is Wisconsin, so drinking and a little shooting pool, that seems to be the first date, you know, kind of thing around here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys just go to the bar? Did you go to dinner first, or did you talk a lot? Kind of describe your date a little bit.
I mean, we got a quick bite, like, leading up to it, but, like, we didn't sit down or anything. Then we were mainly going out to the bar. We played pool a lot that night. Then we talked a little bit here and there, but just, like, as the night goes on, you drink, you socialize, and you bounce around a little bit from, like, talking, then playing pool, and then, mm-hmm. like, going to get your drinks.
Right.
So it seemed like an average night, you know, with just a lovely lady, but I guess it wasn't that lovely for her, I guess.
I don't know.
How did you meet Kathy, Glenn?
Friend introduced us.
Okay.
That's the perfect way.
Kind of hit it off then.
Yeah. Can you think of anything you might have done on the date, Glenn, that would give her the reason not to call you?
I really can't think of anything specific.
All right, so Glenn, we're going to call Kathy right now. Don't say anything. As soon as we get her on, we'll try to figure things out and then see if we can't get you back, or at least have mm-hmm. some sort of explanation of what's going on, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kathy?
This is Kathy.
Good morning.
Hi,
Kathy. This is Marco and Krista. We're on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
I'm good. Did I win something?
Oh, no.
Seems to be the popular question when we call on a little thing that we do called Second Date Update. You went out with a guy named Glenn.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the laugh.
Well, can you fill us in here? We're just kind of curious on why you're kind of not getting back to him.
I was calling him the pool master to my friends. We went out and we had a few drinks and that was fine. We chatted a little bit. But then afterwards, we started playing pool, and I'm not very experienced. I've never really played, and I thought, oh, this will be cute. He'll be able to, show me some moves and stuff. Maybe be
do the old line the shot up behind you as his arm is around you.
Yeah, but that was not the case with him. He was all about winning, and I think the word was like destroying me. And so, it just wasn't fun. You know, it was like he would sink all of his balls and I would have sunk like one. And he was laughing and just, I just thought he could have, A, taken it easier on me. Uh-huh. And B, I mean, maybe he could have let me, win one game.
Yeah.
At least just so that it would have been more fun for me. I just felt like he was so competitive that it wasn't fun.
He's trying to impress you, but
Glenn is like Minnesota Fats. He's takes an ultra-competitive pool playing master is what he is.
Yeah.
By the way, did he have that little glove that a lot of people have that shoot pool? You know, put that little black glove on like Michael Jackson and shoot it around. Did he have that?
He did.
He did.
Here's the big question. Yeah. Did he show up with his own pool cue in like one of those backpack things?
That he did not.
All right.
But I was kind of surprised he didn't ask another lady to lay on the table so he could shoot balls over her.
Oh,
he
my.
That serious.
That would be kind of fun over her mounds, things
my
like
God.
That.
Are we talking about pool?
All
right. So
balls.
It looks like Glenn is just super aggressive and that kind of turned you off. And then, you just got a bad vibe and you didn't want to talk to me.
So he was cocky. I don't like cocky guys.
Yeah, no, exactly. I wanted to have a good time. I thought we could have enjoyed ourselves, and he just took it way too seriously.
Yeah, super serious. Well, Kathy, I do have to tell you, Glenn is actually hanging out with us here, and so because he couldn't get in touch with you, so we thought we would do him a solid, not a stripe. Ha! See what I did there?
Oh, you did!
Hey, Glenn, you're a little crazy with the pool, it seems like.
Oh, crazy? I wouldn't call me a master. I'm flattered you call me a master. I'm not that good, though.
No.
Oh, all right, but
she says you're just a little aggressive with the with the being very competitive.
I mean, I guess I grew up with two older brothers, and he got kind of competitive with us. So I guess it kind of trickles out every now and then. I'm only human, I guess. But I was just trying to have a good time that night, and I guess the balls got a little carried away with going in the pot.
I guess they did.
I've never heard a story with more balls, shafts,
you're
mounds.
Welcome. You're welcome.
I mean, okay, so. All right, here's the deal. Usually on Second Date Update, what we'll do, Kathy, is I'll offer to pay pay for the next date. We'll take care of everything. We'll send you out here in Madison. Maybe you won't go play pool. Go try something else. Maybe Glenn seems like he's a good guy. He grew up with some older brothers, and now he knows kind of what was making you mad. If you want to go back out with him on a second date, I'll take care of the bill for you. It's totally
no,
up.
We can play dark.
I'm all set. I just think that if we go and do something else and I beat him, he might cry or something because it just doesn't seem like he can handle any kind of competition.
Let's not say I'm going to go break down on this.
Yeah.
It's just a game.
Well, one that you might take a little too serious.
It's just a game. Maybe she's taking a bit too serious that she can't win it.
Oh, here we go. Now it's on.